Now, let's say hello to Terry Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15. And I believe, Terence, it's all about a book launch.
Yes, I know you were talking to Aina last week about her book. Well, just before Aina's book appeared, I visited the Edward Worth Library in Dr. Stephen's Hospital here in Dublin. I'd never been there before. In fact, up until recently, I never knew it existed. It's a really quaint little library, well worth a visit. And the reason I was there was for the launch of an online exhibition. Edward Worth was a doctor at the hospital, and during his lifetime, he accumulated a huge collection of books, which he bequeathed to the hospital. These books are hundreds of years old and cover many topics, including medicine, science, and natural history. The library recently launched its latest online exhibition entitled Birds at the Edward Worth Library. This exhibition explores Worth's books specifically about birds, and none other than our own Aina Ní Lownaigh was the guest speaker.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great pleasure to be invited here to launch the online repository of the Worth collection. I don't think I have ever been asked to launch an online something before. I don't know, there's no thing to launch. I can't break a bottle of champagne over it or even anything else. But if you're pressing a button to make it live, now is the moment. I wish to declare that it is now launched. Thank you all very much.
Aina Ní Lownaigh, how did you manage to get to launch a website?
That is a good question, Terry. Me, that's such a well-known Luddite, I hardly know which button to press to turn on the computer. But I was invited, I was rung up, I was sent an email, I was asked would I come and launch the website of the collection of bird books in the Edward Worth Library. Yeah. The what? The Edward Worth Library in Dublin, in what used to be called Dr. Stephen's Hospital. There is a library entirely composed of the books of Edward Worth, who died in 1733. He spent his life collecting books. He had 4,300 of them, and he left them to the place where he worked, the hospital, which subsequently became known as Dr. Stephen's Hospital. And so they had to build a special library to put the books into. They had to build special library cases.
Now, this exhibition, it's all on boards, as you say. What did you think of it when you had a look through it?
I was gobsmacked.
Why?
Well, because first of all, to be looking at real books that were written in 1400, 1500, 1600, written in Latin, and the drawings are all engravings done by a technical person who probably never saw the birds in reality, working from skins, working from stuffed specimens, and you can recognise those birds to this day looking at them, even though they were named before the time of Linnaeus, whose book came out in 1735, after Edward Worth, whose library this was dead. So you can see what a whole area of wealth is in it. I mean, there's whole descriptions of the dodo, who was around at the time, whole descriptions of the solitaire bird, the great hawk, these birds that are now extinct, 14 species of pigeon extinct, and he has them all in the book, the passenger pigeon, all of these ones, because the people who wrote the books contemporaneous with them. It is truly amazing. So the library couldn't obviously have people coming in to look at all of these books, so they went to great effort to put it online. So I was asked to launch this and to say that the website is now open, people can go and look at it, and the whole wealth of all of this on the birds, and indeed a previous one they had on astronomy, is all available to you at the click of a mouse. Are they still using mice still?
I think so. I wonder what would Edward Worth think now. There he is, he's long dead. He talked about all of these pigeon species, and now so many of them and so many other species are extinct.
This is true, but I'd say he's all delighted that he bought all those books and they're still there, and it is really a wonderful place to come. Now, you can come into the library by appointment, they do tours and that, so it's not as if you can never come here. Anyone can come if they make an arrangement and ring up and ask. But it is some place. It is absolutely amazing. I'm living in Dublin 50 years, Terry, and there's still places in it that I don't know. Amazing.
Paolo Viscardi, keeper of the Natural History Museum, you're here today at the launch. How important is an online exhibition like this?
Having an exhibition like this online is actually a fantastic way of getting information, collections and knowledge out to a much, much wider audience than you could ever get just in terms of physical visitors. especially for somewhere like the Worth Library, where you can fit maybe 25 people in the room safely. You know, it's a small space, and it's a really, I mean, it's an amazing space. It's a wonderful place to visit, but you can't flick through the pages of the books when you're visiting. So you wouldn't get a chance to see the illustrations and the text, of course, but the text is only easy to read if you can read Latin, but you know, you can do that. But the illustrations are fantastic. They're beautiful. They're really accurate. So we're able to map the birds that you see in the illustrations in these books from, you know, the 1500s. You can match them directly to the bird species as we understand them today. And don't forget, these birds were drawn before we used the kind of naming systems that we use today, the Linnaean system. So, you know, it can be harder to match them up than you might think. And yet the illustrations are so good and so well done that you can actually go through, and we did this in the natural history collections, getting some photos to go alongside the illustrations so that you can see what the bird looks like with colour. Because, of course, the illustrations in the books and, you know, the woodcuts and so on, and the cost of doing that in colour would have been astronomical in those days. And so they're all black and white, and so we're able to add like a little bit of extra colour and bring in a little bit of, you know, what the bird looks like in kind of real life, as it were.
Well, you can't beat the real thing. And where we are standing here now, we're literally, just literally, across the road from your new home, because the Natural History Museum in Dublin is closed for the moment.
Yeah, so Merrion Street, we've got the building closed for some fairly major refurbishment work.
But in the meantime...
In the meantime, we've
You're just across the road.
Yeah, so we're actually... we're over in Collins Barracks now in the Riding School with the Dead Zoo Lab.
And what's the reaction been from the public?
It's been really positive so far, actually. It's had good visitor numbers, which is always a good sign that people are interested. And it's certainly kind of livened the site up with a lot more families, with younger kids. So that's always a wonderful thing to see in the museum, because museums aren't just about, you know, walking around a space in a very quiet and, you know, serious manner. Sometimes it's also about having the kids running around and being excited about what they see and be able to engage with that. And for a lot of people, you know, when would you get a chance to see a dodo?
Yeah.
Without going to the museum.
And are you open 7 days a week?
7 days a week, yeah, that's correct. Sunday and Monday we're open for a half day. We open at 1 o'clock. But the rest of the week it's 10 till 5.
And of course, it's free.
Of course it's free. It's got to be free.
Dr. Elizabeth Ann Boren, librarian at the Edward Worth Library.
Edward Worth was an early 18th century Dublin physician who was born in 1676 and he died in 1733. He was interested in medicine, obviously, professionally. He had a deep interest in science. He was a fellow of the Royal Society, and he was fascinated by the book as material object. In 1717, he became a trustee of Dr. Stephen's Hospital when they were doing fundraising to build a hospital in Dublin. And as a result of that, he decided in 1723 to leave his collection of 4,300 volumes to the hospital. And it has remained there ever since.
And a large number of this collection, the books on the history of medicine and the history of science.
Yes, it's a very extensive scientific and medical collection. And that makes it unusual in an Irish context, because most Irish early 18th century libraries are very strong on theology and the arts. We're the only early 18th century medical library to exist, primarily because we know that there were others. We know that there are references in the newspapers of the time to sales and auctions of medical libraries. What generally happens is widows and orphans sell off the collections. Worth was unmarried. He left his library to an institution, and therefore it survives to this day.
Very unusual in the sense that it has remained intact.
It has remained intact. That we do have a number of missing books that went missing between 1733 and 1988 when the hospital closed down. I think primarily because there was no librarian appointed. Librarians tend to keep lists of who's coming in and what they're reading. So we do have some missing books, but it is a unique survival. And what's one of the most important things about it internationally is the state of the preservation of the collection. Because of his weird access rules, it has really remained as is. As it was in 1733.
It was specifically built, this room that we're in here now, for it. I also read it was east-facing so that the light wouldn't affect the books.
Exactly. He knew what he was doing. He was master of the works. He chose, I'm quite sure he chose an east-facing room with thick walls because he had a tract in his library by a well-known librarian of the 17th century, Gabriel Naudet, who was librarian to Cardinal Mazarin, who had written a tract on how to erect your library saying you should have an east-facing room with thick walls. And that's very true because it cuts down on light, you only get the eastern light, and it also helps with humidity and temperature. And we see that when we're monitoring, and when we're doing environmental monitoring in the Worth Library Chamber.
Now, initially, only three people had access to the books.
That is true. It's very strange, and I have never come across this in any other foundation. Worth, in his will, said that only the physician, the surgeon, and the chaplain of Dr. Stephen's Hospital should have access for the time being. And that, in effect, meant that when the books came here in 1733, that because there was no librarian appointed, didn't become a working library. And that was the case between 1733 and 1988. In the mid-90s, 1995, a trust was set up to open out the library, to make it available for tours for the general public, so that we have exhibitions, we have publications, conferences, research fellowships, to really, you know, bring life to the library. And that's what we've been trying to do ever since. And that's really one of the real functions of this Birds exhibition and all our online exhibitions, which are available off the exhibitions tab of our website, edwardworthlibrary.ie. It's our way of sharing the collections both locally, nationally and internationally.
Now, I read somewhere that this was referred to as a fossil library. And a quote I saw, "Not a book to be added, not a book to be taken away." How true is that?
That is true. We're not allowed to add to the collection. It's a core collection, a capsule collection, which belonged to Edward Worth. So we can add to our reference collection for readers, but we can't add to the core collection at all. So in that sense, it is a fossil library.
Mm-hmm. Unusual, isn't it?
It's very unusual, yes.
Now, what you're trying to do now, and have been for a number of exhibitions now, is to let the public view these magnificent books without them actually touching them.
It's not to stop people touching them. It's more to share the collection. We're very keen on people coming to our events, coming on our tours. Come in, you can see the books in the display cases. But really why we develop the online exhibitions is that we're very limited in our display cases. We only have two, and we can't add to them because we need the space for the lectures. So we wanted to delve into the collections more, show potential readers what could be done with the collections. So it's really our way of sharing the collection as widely as possible.
You must be the envy of many a library around the world.
Yes, we are. And that's because we're worth it.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry Flanagan. Details, as always, on the website rte.ie/Mooney.